Welcome to a special edition of 1010 Thrive, part of our series, Jesus in Every Book of the Bible. David, the shepherd boy, the youngest son of Jesse the Bethlehemite, has been secretly anointed by the prophet Samuel. The Lord's spirit has withdrawn from the king of Israel, Saul. To soothe his agitated soul, Saul engages the services of David, who is not only a shepherd, but also a psalmist and a skilled harpist. When David plays, the king's melancholic mood is assuaged. For almost a year, David goes back and forth between Saul's court and his father's sheep in Bethlehem. During one of these trips, Jesse asks his youngest son to deliver food and supplies to his three older brothers who are fighting under the leadership of King Saul against Israel's long-standing enemy, the Philistines. Upon arriving at the camp, David hears the taunts of Goliath, a Philistine giant who defies the armies of Israel and challenges them to single combat. He has been doing this for 40 days, every morning and evening. David is incensed, not just by the giant's audacity, but also by his blasphemous words against the God of Israel. While the Israelite soldiers, including Saul, are paralyzed by fear, David's faith in God is unshakable. Infuriated by the dishonor brought against God's name and emboldened by his own experiences of divine deliverance, while tending sheep, David volunteers to face the imposing Goliath. His fearless willingness is rooted in deep faith.
This man makes a mockery of the Lord God. I will answer his challenge. The Lord who delivered me from the paw of the lion and from the paw of the bear will deliver me from the hand of this Philistine. The Lord is my light and my salvation, whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life, of whom shall I be afraid?
The Lord is my light and salvation, whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life, I will not be afraid. When my enemies came against me, they stumbled and fell. Though an host then come against me, my heart will not fear. The war may rise against me, in you I will put my trust, for you are with me. Hey. Yahweh, Yahweh, Yahweh.
Saul grants the young man permission to answer the giant's challenge. Armed with only a sling and five smooth stones, the shepherd boy steps onto the battlefield, his faith firm. Facing the towering Goliath, he is undeterred by the Philistine giant's mocking laughter and scornful words. As Goliath advances, David reaches into his shepherd's bag, takes out a stone, and expertly slings it. Guided as if by divine navigation, the stone strikes Goliath squarely in the forehead, sinking into his skull. The giant staggers and then falls, face down, onto the ground, defeated. The Israelites erupt in cheers, their spirits lifted by this miraculous victory. David's fearless act not only vanquishes a formidable enemy, but also demonstrates the transformative power of faith and the possibility of overcoming overwhelming odds when one trusts in divine providence.
I love you, Lord, my strength, my rock, my fortress and deliverer, my God in whom I trust.
I call upon the Lord. Worthy to be praised, and when I call, then I am saved from my enemies. I call upon the Lord.
After his victory over Goliath, David is placed in charge of a group of men and is successful in all his military campaigns. Whatever mission Saul sends him on, David is so successful that Saul gives him a high rank in the army. This pleases all the troops, and Saul's officers as well. His military prowess wins him the loyalty and admiration of the Israelite troops, as well as the people. His fame spreads rapidly across Israel, eclipsing even King Saul in popularity. People sing songs praising the shepherd boy turned warrior, crediting him with tens of thousands of kills, compared to Saul's mere thousands.
Saul has slain his thousands, and David his 10,000. One has been our daylight, and one the very sun. Saul has slain his thousands.
This turn of events ignites a spark of jealousy in Saul that will later become a consuming fire. Driven by envy and paranoia, Saul begins to see David as a threat to his throne rather than an asset to his kingdom. The man, who once summoned David to soothe his troubled spirit with music, now eyes him with suspicion and malice. One day, soon after his victory over Goliath, while David is playing the harp for the king, Saul tries to pin David to the wall with his spear. David eludes him twice. After this incident, David becomes aware that his life is in danger.
Save me, O God, by your name, and vindicate me by your might. Hear my prayer, O God. Give ear to the words of my mouth. For the insolent have they've risen against me. The ruthless seek my life. Set God before themselves, but surely God is my helper. The Lord is the upholder of my life. He will repay.
David, the psalmist, a musical journey to be continued.